Good morning. Well, it is not going to be a good morning for Vijay Nair, the founder of event and entertainment company OML, as Caravan published a story about his Me Too movement, which is only going to get much louder. And he wasn't the only one that was being sent out on a caravan of Me Too accusations. There is a story about Gaurav Sawant, India Today's executive editor and top TV anchor, who has been accused of sexual assault. The allegations have been made by Vidya Krishnan, who was the health editor at the Hindu newspaper in New Delhi till about last month and was part of the Pioneer when the incident took place in 2013. It is the 13th of November, and going beyond self-styled heroes to the sad news of the day, only if you have been enthralled by superheroes like Spider-Man, Iron Man, the Hulk and Black Panther amongst other Marvel Universe. The creator of the mythical world that became mythic figures in pop culture, and not to forget their roaring success at the box office, Stan Lee died at the age of 95 last night. Lee was widely credited with adding a new layer of complexity and humanity to superheroes. Well, speaking of complexity, let's move our ears to the complexity called India, and from superheroes to the Supreme Court. By now, all the newspapers have announced how government, the great, has already shared all Rafael price details with the Supreme Court judges after saying it won't. Transparent much? Well, not as per what The Wire has dug out. There are three broad points that The Wire has picked up that the government looks to make with regard to the steps that led to Rafael deal, the pricing of the aircraft, and the issue of how the offset partners were chosen. So why was the old UPA Rafael deal junked? Well, government says HAL would have taken 2.7 higher man-hours to make these jets in India. Well, the former HAL chief denies that, says these issues were resolved, but the newspapers won't tell you that. But then the government says that India's enemies were upgrading faster and the process was increasing the threat perception. Fair enough, but not really. The government still hasn't shared on what happened before the Prime Minister announced the deal in France. This is an important deal because opposition parties, like the Congress, have alleged that the deal was changed at the last minute to benefit Anil Ambani's Reliance Defence. And then comes better pricing, as Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has gone on record to state that the NDA-2 got Rafael jets at 9% cheaper rate than UPA deal. A recent series of reports in Business Standard, the Modi government's deal is 40% more expensive than what Dassault had offered for the 126 aircraft tender under the UPA. And as for the CAG, whose duty is to expose scams like 2G, Adarsh et al., well, in New India, the new CAG has now become caged, much like the CBI, RBI and whatever other institute you may want to add to it. And while we are on institutions and the Supreme Court, well, the Supreme Court came down heavily on Bihar police yesterday for failing to arrest former state social welfare minister Manju Verma, who has links to the Muzaffarpur shelter home rape case. The CBI had found 50 live cartridges from a home in Bihar's Begusarai during a raid conducted in connection with the Muzaffarpur case. Quote, fantastic. Cabinet minister is on the run. Fantastic. How could a cabinet minister be absconding and nobody knows where she is? You realize the seriousness of the issue, that a cabinet minister is not traceable. It's too much. Justice Madan P. Lokar observed in the court. He went on to observe, quote, we are quite shocked that a former cabinet minister cannot be traced by the police for over a month. We would like the police to tell us how such an important person is not traceable, unquote. This is what the bench said, asking the Director General of Police of Bihar to appear before the bench at the next hearing on the 27th of November and explain if she is not caught by then. Well, thank God that the CRPF isn't like the Bihar police when it comes to capturing slithery beings. A Gulf-bound passenger from Kochi Airport was barred from boarding his flight after CISF personnel found a venomous snake in his baggage. Well, Sunil, who is a resident of Palakkad, had bought a packet of Chinese potatoes from a local farmer, which had the reptile in it. That's according to the police. And while the man couldn't take off, there was no case registered against him. But let's take our wings to international news. First up, Amnesty International said yesterday that Aung San Suu Kyi, now Myanmar's civilian leader, was no longer a symbol of hope and that it had withdrawn its highest honor, the Ambassador of Conscience Award. It cited her apparent indifference to atrocities committed against the Rohingya and her increasing intolerance of freedom of speech. Amnesty, while withdrawing, said it was a shameful betrayal of the values she once stood for. Speaking of leaders of nations practicing genocide, let's move to Israel, who on Sunday, where the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had assured Israelis wary of conflict with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, that he was doing everything he could in order to avoid an unnecessary war. 24 hours later, Israel appeared to be on the brink of just that. After a botched intelligence mission by undercover commandos left 7 Palestinian fighters dead, the militant group Hamas and other armed factions mounted an intense and escalating rocket and mortar barrage across much of southern Israel. Israel hit scores of military posts and weapons caches across Gaza, but also leveled a Hamas television station, radio station, and an office building, and the group's military intelligence headquarters as well. It was the heaviest fighting between Israel and Gaza since their war in 2014. And now moving on to the nation, where apparently Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu had landed secretly and left. But that is not the news that we want to bring it out. Two Pakistani rights activists on Monday said that they had been warned by Twitter about objectionable content on the social media network, a move that signals an ongoing push by authorities in Pakistan to rein in free speech online. To top it all, even if Sampaki decides to help their nation, he will be asked to go for a mental checkup. Like, literally. When Sheikh Shahid decided to donate his property worth 80 million Pakistani rupees to Pakistan's dam fund, little did he know that it would invite not just the wrath of his family, but also a medical checkup. But the Chief Justice of Pakistan has ordered that Shahid be investigated for a mental disorder after the donor's wife and 3 sons approached the court, saying the property was given away without their consent and under the Sharia law, it was the right of the heirs and not his to give away. Well, that is pretty much all for today. But if you're a Premier League fan, then well, you have to hear this. In a bid to deal with Brexit and boost the number of homegrown players, the English Football Association, or the FA, is planning to reduce the number of overseas players in Premier League squads to 12 from 17. This will probably change the domination of the English Premier League, as 13 clubs have more than 12 overseas players in their first team squads this season. And that's all. See you tomorrow. Goodbye from TakeApart.in.